I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 750 AM.
We're going to talk high school golf today here on the Coach's Corner. The season comes to an end yesterday. Carbon Dinos ring in a third-place finish. They shoot a 6-16 as a team. And for the second time, Bodie Salas is an individual state champion. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the season as a whole. Joining us once again, we have head coach Robbie Etzel. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on, and I appreciate the time again today.
Yep, absolutely, Jordan. It's always great to be on the show and talk about Carbon High Golf.
And definitely, Coach. Let's start by talking about Bodie. He shoots a 71 day one, comes back with a 70 day two. Had to work his way up after day one, but found the rhythm. Had a couple of really, really big holes. And once again, Bodie can say he's a state champion for the second time in 4 years.
Yeah, you know, it definitely wasn't a given either day. He played extremely well the first day. He just kind of had a slow start to him. Made a couple mistakes just early in his round, but he had a lot of birdies the first day. He left himself in a good position going into that second day. And, you know, in my opinion, the Richfield course was playing extremely difficult down the stretch. You know, you get to about hole 16, and there really weren't that many birdie holes left, so you had to leave yourself in a pretty comfortable position coming into your last three holes. And Bodie just played fantastic golf, made some great pars down the stretch, and made an absolutely beautiful shot into the 18th green, left himself a good look at birdie, and just drained it middle of the cup to pretty much seal the deal with Keaton Anderson having a couple holes left to play. So it was just fantastic golf to watch. He was really impressive just as he's played throughout the entire season and over the past 4 years, really.
Did you sense, Coach, I know in talking to Bodie, he said, look, I play in so many tournaments so often that the pressure does not really get to him. Did you feel that Bodie came out day two loose? I mean, did you have that feeling about him that, okay, things are going to work out just fine for this kid just by the demeanor going into day two?
He has a fantastic mental game, which is so important in golf. It's often overlooked. You know, I have had an opportunity to talk with coaches, you know, that are over football, and sometimes that aggressiveness that you get for other sports can help you, but it does not help in the game of golf. You have to keep a clear head, and you have to maintain your composure, and he's one of the best. He's just awesome to watch. You could come up on him, and you don't know if he's around even par, if he's a couple over, if he's five under par. So he's just able to you know, make birdies where he knows he needs to make them. He has great course management, and like I told you earlier, Jordan, just down the stretch, he just finished fantastic. So I wasn't really worried. He was in a different position this year than he was in years prior, having the opportunity to play with kids who are kind of tied with him for the lead. This was a little different atmosphere for him because we had early tee times as a team because we played a little poorer the first day than I would have liked. So we had to kind of wait for about an hour on the 18th green to kind of see where the rest of the teams were going to come in and finish. But different atmosphere, but I don't think there was a doubt in my mind or any of the team's mind that he had a really good shot to take another state championship, and it just couldn't have worked out any better for him.
Hey, Coach, we look at the four scores, and this is so important to point out. Bodie, day one, a 70, day two, or excuse me, Bodie, day one, a 71, day two, a 70. Darren Gardner, day one, an 80. Day two, a 76. Kyler Clark, day one, an 80. Day two, a 78. Cole Callahan, day one, a 90. Day two, a 77. The scores just drastically dropped in day two. How do you contribute that? What do you contribute to that?
You know, I always think there's a little bit, the nerves kind of get to you more on the first day because you don't know where the field's going to be. You don't know how Morgan's going to play. You don't how Richfield's going to play. You don't know the conditions of the course. You know, you haven't really had an opportunity to get out on Richfield's course and hit some balls and see where the pin locations are. So you're just not quite as comfortable that first day. And a lot of the times the kids play a little more conservative. You know, you kind of leave that more for the second day to get a little more aggressive, try to make more birdies, try to make up ground in the field. But I think a lot of it's just attributed to just the demeanor of the kids. I think they really wanted it that second day, and just something clicked for them. We've talked about this earlier in the season, you know, to have, we're always lacking that fourth score, and it was awesome to see these kids all come out and fire the numbers that they did on the last day. You know, for us to be in the sixth spot going into the second day and being able to make up enough ground to take third place and pass teams like Morgan and Ogden, who are just solid golf teams. It was just an incredible day for Carbon High Dinos golf. It really was.
Yeah, Coach, that was going to be my next question. When you look at the teams that you guys passed finishing, okay, so Richfield is first place. We know how talented that group is. Plus, they were on their home course. I don't think that's a huge surprise. They shoot a 599. Terrific, terrific outing for them. Union shoots a 602. We know that's a very talented team. But then Carbon comes in at third. And I just think this is such a terrific place for this team to be and taking the program to the next step. You top Ogden, you top Morgan, you top Grantsville. Boy, that, I know third place, maybe you want to get in the, into that top two. You know, you always want to win a state championship. But third place when you're topping schools like Ogden, Morgan, Grantsville, I mean, that speaks volumes to where you guys are headed.
It really does. It really does. There's been a lot of... a lot of interest in the team over the last couple of years, which is great for the local golf course and for the high school as well. I mean, golf's a great sport. It's something that you can do for the rest of your life. And I think that interest and not only that, but the popularity of the sport has really exploded over the last few years. And I think that's just it's great all around for the sport. It's getting these kids out there competing and, you know, it makes a difference, I think, when you can be a part of a program, especially on a high school level, that these kids know that there's a chance to get a state title. I mean, we were knocking on the door this year. We knew it was going to be tough going and playing Richfield at their home course. You know, hats off to them for taking that state championship. I mean, it was kind of expected. We knew that was a big hurdle to get over. But for us to finish like we did this year at the state tournament, and then come in with a third place finish this year was just incredible. So it's good that we have interest in the team, and it helps build depth, which is really what you need to create a state championship team with golf, is you have to have, you know, at least four or five guys who can show up to a match and give you a number that's going to keep you in contention for that state title. And we had a shot this year, and I know building the program going into next season, we're going to have a great shot next year as well.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Robbie Etzel, again, of the Carbon High School golf team. Coach, let's talk about some of the other kids, and I think that's a perfect segue into talking about next year. Bodie, of course, the state champion, but then you take a look at the kids right down below him. I mean, a solid performance from Darren. I know he's been huge for this team. Same thing with Kyler as well. These are two kids I really want to put a big emphasis on because a lot of the reason why Carbon finished in the top three were solid performances from these two.
Absolutely. You have to have you have to have kids that are going to show up and give you a solid number that at least keeps you in contention or gives you a good opportunity to take, you know, one or two finish on that first day. You have to put it together two solid rounds of golf. I mean, it's one of those sports where, I mean, it's not like football. You go out and play and the score's the score, but you have a second day with golf. So you have to be able to put 2 days of solid golf together if you want to have an opportunity to take that state championship. And we obviously couldn't do it without their scores. I know they both kind of struggled down the stretch the first day, but I think we were able to work on some things the night before, and it definitely showed with their scores on the second day. And you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say having Cole Callahan come in with the score that he had, I think it kind of gave a bit of lit a bit of a fire under the team, because he was our first kid off the tee bright and early at 9 o'clock on the second day, and he just got in a groove like none other that I've ever seen. And for him to finish, you know, three or four holes ahead of Darren and Kyler, and to be able to go back and tell them, you know what, I got Cole Callahan in with a 77, a five over, a fantastic score. I think it kind of pushed them to finish strong down the stretch. So overall, it was just a great finish for the team, but it really was a group effort. We basically took a score from all of the kids that traveled down with us, except Jack Keaton. And, you know, kind of hats off to him. He worked hard this year to get into the position where he could go to a state tournament, and this was his first one. And sometimes you got to get one under your belt. Get comfortable with the atmosphere, because it's very different than what we're used to in region. And I'm looking forward to seeing great things from him and my juniors that are going to be seniors next year.
Yeah, let's talk about that group, Coach. You mentioned state championship. That's going to be the expectation. I feel like that's the expectation with Carbon Golf. It has been going back to when Coach Tom King had the program. You want to win a state championship. Losing a kid like Bodie is definitely going to hurt. But what does the makeup of this team look like next year if all things are equal?
You know, you look across the board, and I really don't see a program that's not going to have the same issue that Carbon's having. I mean, obviously, Richfield knew going into this season that this was their best opportunity to get a state championship. They have three seniors. Keaton Anderson takes second place as an individual. They lose that score next year. You have Todd Zolas-Boyd, the head pro down at Richfield. You lose him. That's one of their top three kids. You lose Gage Brower, who's one of their top three. So, you know, kind of apples to apples. I know we lose Bodie. We lose our state champ. But we have solid golfers who've been backing him up over the last 3 years that we're going to have stick around and who are going to be able to just improve from this year to next year as they did from last year to this year. So we have a good opportunity to honestly get better, because the whole field across 3A is going to lose a lot of their good golfers. The senior class this year has some fantastic players. And I think it's going to kind of even out the field a little bit. So I honestly think, you know, we had a good opportunity to try to win a state title this year, but we could have a better opportunity next year, just because I think the field's going to weaken a little bit, and our boys are just continuing to get better and better as the seasons go on.
Coach, we get in with this. What's next? How long do you guys kind of pause? What do you ask of the kids that are expected to return next year, and when do you ramp things up again?
I think the big thing is, you know, we've had a long season. I mean, we really have. You need to rest and recoup a little bit during the off season, but don't just push golf off to the side. Take a breather, but still hit some balls throughout the winter. Keep active, and then the boys are just like me. Once that first snow and the frost is off the course, they're going to be out there playing, and they have a heart for the game, and it's just fun to watch. And, I've had an opportunity to talk to some of my young kids, the sophomores, the juniors that I'm going to have as seniors next year. And I think getting this third place finish this year is going to make them really hungry for next year, because they could almost taste it this year, gathered around that 18th hole. And, you know, for them to see that, hey, we got a shot. We can do this. We did this. We did this today. You know, to jump three spots, finish in third. So I think it's going to make them work harder than they ever have. I really do. So obviously rest is important, but I know I'm not going to keep these guys off the golf course for long, because they want to go compete for that state championship next year.
Coach, it's been so much fun to chat with you and follow the team throughout the year. I really appreciate all the time you give us. And congratulations on a highly successful season, finishing third, and once again, Bodie winning a state championship.
Hey, thanks again, Jordan. We really appreciate your support, and it's always good to be on the show.
I definitely appreciate that. Thank you, Coach. You can get the full recap and write-up of what went down yesterday at Coveview Golf Course in Richfield as the 3A State Championship Tournament is complete, and so is the golf season. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to talk college football. Big day tomorrow. The Utes will take on USC at Rice-Eccles. We'll talk about that, plus some of the other big games coming up this Saturday, tomorrow. More Drive Time Sports straight ahead.